The subject of this lesson is astonishing authority. Astonishing authorities. So, Ms. Cook, I had to kind of look and see what astonishing mean. And I looked at authority, which we all know, but, you know, we take for granted that we know certain things. So I kind of looked it up a little bit. And astonishing mean surprising or amazing. Hey, look here, if I don't say no more, we can say, hey, David, can we say God is amazing? Amazing. I'm talking about what God does for us on a consistency. It's amazing. Am I right about it? And authority mean, I looked at authority. Authority mean the power or right to give orders or make decisions or enforce obedience. What about your parents? They had authority over us. Am I right, David? I mean, what about the government? It have authority over us. Even we got some people that's over us that's not really competent. And I'm not, this ain't no politician. This is the Sunday school class. We got some stupid people in charge, but we still got to follow orders. Am I right though, David? I mean, no matter what, you know? All right, the concept of authority is commonly understood. Parents have authority over their children. Teachers have authority over their students. Four men have authority over their work foremen. And as we saw in the last week's lesson, that centurion soldier, what did he say, David? He said, man, look here, I'm so powerful. I ain't trying to teach that over again. I'm so powerful. All I had to do is tell a man to do this, and he'll do it. But we're going to find that no matter how much authority we have here on earth, don't none of our authority supersede Jesus Christ. Am I right or wrong? Hey, he have all authority. He have all power. Am I right about it? And we need to understand that. But here's a story. Here's a story of they was in a ship dealing with people, his disciples. Jesus and disciples. Jesus went in the ship, I think, to kind of get a little rest, kind of cool out a little bit and everything. You know what, though? Sometimes, if I was Jesus, I'd get tired of y'all. I ain't talking about me. You're too tired of y'all. I ain't worried him all the time. Man, want to get a little rest. He went on that ship, went down below to rest a little bit. And the wind and the wave, it was a big storm. I guess sort of like that Katrina thing. I guess called like the Houston thing. But I can imagine on our human people, we would kind of get kind of that upset. But now, David, the reason I kind of deal with it, those disciples had been with Jesus a long time. They knew what Jesus could do in any situation. Am I right or wrong? Why do we get, when stuff happened to us in our life, because you know that's about life. You know, everybody gonna have trials and tribulations. Am I right or wrong? When something seem acute come, is that a word? Acute come in our life, we get to worry. When in actuality, we don't need to worry though, brother. You know what we need to do? Reflect. Do that make sense to y'all? And what I mean by reflect, all we have to say, yeah, this situation is real terrible. I got canceled. I got my children in jail. I got a whole lot of stuff happening to me. But one thing I know, God still can help me in my situation. I think we waver a lot, don't we, David? Because God got after them to say, it was after, look at the way I forgot to call you last night. Yeah, I know. Hey, 05, 06. God's word tells us in his teeth, he got out to them people. Why y'all worried? Now, my question, y'all, why do we worry? Brother, why are we worried so much? about stuff that we know one thing we can't do nothing about. Now, that's the moral of the story. And then another thing, I'm saved. I mean, God promised us that I will take care of us. That's the promise he told me. I don't know if he told y'all that, but he told me that. But the situation happened in our life, why are we worried? It's human nature. It's human nature for a Christian. Why don't Christians worry? I mean, I'm saved. I told you God had already promised us. We got a little different, aren't we? And we got a little more clout than the rest of than our same folk, though, David. But yet, we doubt, I'm a firm believer that we doubt God in certain situations in our life. David, am I right or wrong? I really think so. I really think so. Here, instead of me praising God in my situation, instead of me going and just going about my everyday life, I'm up in a corner, in a stupor, when I need to be praying and worshiping him because he promises. Why do we doubt? Yeah. Huh? You don't doubt? No, why we doubt?
Like you
said, we're human. Yeah. Well, I saw in this, Jesus got out to his disciples. You're going to read in scripture today, but you're going to read. And he said, why are y'all doubting? Didn't he say that? And then too, I think also that it's a sin to worry. Am I right? Worry means you doubt. Am I right or wrong? I mean, you know what though? In my life, God has brought me out of so much that when I do feel low and doubting, in which I have at times, I'm human like you say you are, I can reflect on some things that he done that I thought was totally impossible. Because, David, that's how God works. God works on impossibilities, things beyond man. Am I right or wrong? Things that you know that thing said astonishing, surprising. David, come on, read these. Authority over the sea, Matthew 8:23-27. Stand, David, and read it in intelligence. Reena, I ask you to read it, David, because you can read. The man was trying to get some rest. Now, you know what, though? I'm rude. He was trying to get some rest. He knew of all people that it was a big storm. Because he allowed the storm to happen. But this said in the second verse, he went to get some rest at the Denny David.
That's correct.
Yeah. You ain't been rude to me, David. You going. All right, come on. You went to man that can take care of anything. I mean, you went to most MVP, Tom Brady. You went to man, am I right or wrong? You went to person that you know, whatever situation you in, he's right there. He's right. I'm still gonna ask y'all, why do we doubt? I'm still gonna ask y'all, I mean, why we go in the stupor? Why we worry ourselves today? I believe if I hadn't started doubting so much, my hair would still be black. But, all right then.
He said unto them, why are you fearful?
Oh, I told you, 06, he got after them. Don't tell what that mean? Yeah. And then, hey, don't you think he asked us the same thing? David, don't you think he come to you, David, when you over there, you and your wife over there worried about how y'all gonna get this together? And don't you think he talked to y'all? He asked you like, why y'all worried? Why y'all dealing with this? Go to bed. Leave it alone. I told you, when situations come, if you got cancer, you can't do nothing about it anyway. If you got any kind of problem, you still can't do nothing about it. You got to depend on God anyway. Ain't that right, 06? All right, come on, David.
And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey
him? He tough, ain't he? I told you, we up under stupid authority. That's what I said, and like I said, I'm not trying to get off in that. I get tired of Christian people talking about, oh, what we going to do. Man, look here. God allowed that man to get in there, I believe. And then I know one thing, God going to take care of. Ain't no one person, no man, no authority on this earth going to hurt God's people. Well, we find out God take care of sinners as well as he does me, a Christian, doesn't he? Because we're going to find out in the next section that he saved us sinners. I ain't got to worry about nobody. I was going to my shop yesterday, and but this is a little joke, because y'all look like y'all ain't want to hear me today. All right. And I went up there, dog, and that's my place. And I went up there, and I saw something in the corner, and it was a man laying there on the cement. No, nothing on me, just laying there. I guess that's where he slept all that night. So I was so scared that I did not go over there where he was. I just blowed and I stayed myself apart. But I called 911. You know, somebody higher than me can handle the situation, because that made sense to me. And they came, and I told them, it seemed like a man over there dead. I'm scared to go touch, because I'm not going to get out of my car, keep my car on, but I want y'all to come on over here and help me. But you see what I'm talking about? I called on a higher power. Somebody can help me. Because I was scared. I didn't know how to handle it. The man wouldn't move. I didn't know if he did. I didn't want to put my hand on him. I didn't want no DNA. I didn't want to do nothing but get that man off my corner. Get right in there. What we need to do when we have a situation, instead of us worrying about our current situation, we need to go to God. And after we go to God and we allow him to know how I was interfering, just leave it alone. But for whatever reason, we still mess with it. And the more we mess with it, the worse it gets. I really believe it, don't you, David? Huh? Kim, what you think about it, Kim? Why are we worried, Kim? Uh-huh. Well, then, is that just an excuse just in our nation? These men had been with God. These men knew what is power. They knew they were fishermen. They were professional people right in that boat, out right there. They knew that if anybody can help us, it's God. We got him right here. Oh, Lord. I kind of look at myself. I say, why do I worry too? Because I do too. Al, why do you worry, Al?
Sometimes we don't think. We always think bad of things. You know, we don't think that somebody's there to help us.
Uh-huh.
We depend on ourselves too much, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Hey, man. Al, man, I knew I should have called you last night. No. Hey, David, we got it going on so much. We so intelligent. We know so much. We try to handle it. When it, every week after we try all the stuff that we know, that we study to do, then we find out we still got to turn it over to him. I'm right or wrong? And you know what, though? The older I get, I kind of think, I'm kind of right there now, since I kind of studied a little bit, I'm going to start leaving it over to God. I'm tired of trying to deal with stuff that I know I can't handle. Have no control over it. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Huh? Oh, go ahead.
Isn't the thing about it, as soon as something happens good, it works out good, we say we had good luck.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Now, that ain't no Christian term. No, that's not. We are blessed. I'm right on. What'd you say?
I was going to say, you know, this lesson about astonishing.
Astonishing, surprising, yeah.
You said, you know, astonishing means surprising or something that's amazing.
Amazing, yeah, man.
I think what's happening is when we go back over the previous lessons we've been going through, they're, it's sort of like the longer I know you as a barber, that it's like, oh, I didn't know you could do you know, another type of hairstyle. Yeah. I didn't know you did women. I didn't know you did
that's good.
With the Mohawks.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know you could do, the longer I'm with you, the more I discover more than you are. You know what I'm saying? Or, and that's just in that. I think what's happening here also is that, yes, there's doubt on the part of the disciples, but they're learning that he not only has the power to do these things that he just did in verses 5, 6, and 7, okay, but also he's actually able now, we're discovering, he's actually able to control the elements as well.
All right.
You know, so.
But you know what you're saying, the more we walk with God, the stronger we get in our faith. And the stronger, and the, are you saying the same thing?
That's why we probably, in comparison, we've had a longer walk with God. So we probably doubt a whole lot less than our children.
All right.
Or 30 years old, or 25 years old, you know what I mean?
All right.
So you have to encourage, we have to encourage them because we've had a longer walk with the Lord. Does that make sense?
No, it makes real good sense. But see, that's what we need lessons about. God want to increase our faith.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? He want our faith to be a faith that, because look what look how much faith last week. I know that I'm not talking about last week. That centurion soldier had. That man had faith. He told God, "Look here." God said, "I tell you what, I'm going to go come over there and help you." You work out. And the centurion has so much faith, he said, no, I know you don't even have to come over here. That's the kind of faith that God wanted. He said, all you have to do is say it. And I'm telling us in this Sunday school, on my way to heaven, that we don't have to worry about the location of God. We don't have to worry about nothing. If we got God in our life, it's a done deal. Because he don't have to do nothing but say, get away, counselor. He don't have to do nothing but say, get the kid out of jail or what's called. If God can do anything but fail, and that's what he wants. You remember when Lazarus died? Jesus knew Lazarus was sick. Jesus knew that Lazarus was gonna die. He didn't hurry, did he? He wanted to increase those was his buddies. That's where he went to cool out a little bit. And am I right or wrong? They should have known him. That's what God admonished David D. people about. He told them disciples, I'm surprised of y'all. Y'all with me. Y'all ought to know my power. God is telling us saved folk that I'm surprised of you, David. I don't care how long you've been saving. I promise you I'm going to take care of you. What make you think I'm lying? Because I can't lie. So God is telling us, he wants us to increase our faith. I think that's what he's talking about. And am I right about it? Yeah. All right. The first answer they got that got him from a rebuke, why are ye so fearful? O ye of little faith. God tells us a lot. Why are we so fearful? Why are we of little faith? Sometimes we act like an unbeliever in reference to our knowledge of God, Kim. Sometimes when situations come in our life, because they're going to come, we ought to realize this. We ought to realize it. James didn't lie. He said, when trials and tribulation come. So tribulation and trials are going to come in our life. It's not no even keel in our life. We just don't go down the road and everything going to be all right. So our faith got to be tested, Al.
Oh, yeah.
I keep telling folk, that our Christian life is just like going to school. For order for that teacher to know how much you have accumulated in learning, they got to give you some tests. I think God gives us tests to see how far we come. And then not only, Kim, does he want to get our faith stronger, but he wants us to be strong enough to help somebody else that's less fortunate than us. Am I right or wrong? That don't have the knowledge. Ain't been walking with the Lord like David said for a period of time. He wants us. See, we can do a lot to help folk too. You know that, brother? We can do a lot to help people and increase their faith. Amen. Amen. All I do is tell them, Miss Carol, you know what though? Baby, don't worry. You know what I mean? I've been there. That happened to me. I'm still here. I kind of like the old Big Johnson when he sang that song, I'm still here. I'm still here. I mean, I didn't hear that bad burden and problems and unanswered questions, but I'm still here. God don't love me no better than he does you. I'm right or wrong, because we're going to prove it in the next session. He even loves sinners, Satan, people that's against him, Al. Sometimes I get mad at people. I don't want to be around people that I don't like. And then I know they don't like me. But I ain't God, though, so y'all got to understand. All right, come on, let's read. No, Al. No, Al, my buddy, because read that next section. It's authority over Satan. 8:28-34. Now, you know, those possessed people were sort of like crazy people. You know, like they should be at the state hospital. Yeah. I think if I meet some of them boogers, I'm going to move on the other side, too. I'm scary. I'm scared of midgets, and I'm scared of crazy people. If a midget come in here right now, I'm leaving this class. Y'all teaching, I can be in there. I don't know why. I'm sorry, man. All right, come on. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Come on. But they are not letting me do that. I don't want. But come on, let go. Yeah, come on.
With the devil coming out of them, exceeding fear, so that no man might pass by the way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way. And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding. So the devil besought them, saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place.
Do you see how Jesus deal with the sinner? He got, man, there were two men that had the demon in them. And y'all know what it is. Y'all know that, Kim. It's some people's got demons in them. Mm-hmm. In your family. Oh. It's some demon-possessed people. No, y'all laughing, but y'all better be. Don't take y'all family no different mind. You got some demon-possessed people.
Oh, yeah, I got to raise
them. All right. All right. In this narrative, Jesus commanded demons to come out of two men who were possessed and known to be public menace. People were scared of them. You know, I'm gonna tell you something, because y'all, I don't know if I'm keeping y'all interest. I used to cut some state hospital people, and all the people I cut, I'm gonna let them at the end of the day lock them up in the shop, They didn't talk. I don't know, they slobbered and they didn't talk. So one man, I was cutting his hair, and a lot of customers. And man, I was cutting and moving his head, and he hit me. Just backhanded me. So I didn't say nothing. I kept trying to cut. And the other barber just busted out laughing. So I started talking to this man. This man ain't said nothing. He was demon possessed. He couldn't help it, David. He was hurt. He was sick. It's still some demon possessed people still around. And in this instance, God got them demons out of them two men. And he put them into pigs. Am I right? Well, I tell you one thing. I done already told you, God's still going to take care of us. And God's still going to handle us. Am I right, though, David? And that man going to work himself out of that. I believe it. So, and then I say this much. I think that God allowed that man to get in there. Because if he didn't want him, he never would have got in there. So we need to deal with it like that. Am I right, though, David? Yeah. All right, the demon within the men recognized the authority of Jesus and asked to be cast out into the herd of pigs. Jesus sent the demons in the swine, and then all the demons in the entire herd of swine went down a cliff and into the water where the pigs drowned. Jesus was willing and able to deliver men from demonic spirit. That means that God is still telling us. I don't care if you are unsaved. I don't care if you don't believe in me. I still want you. And I'm still waiting for you. And I still want to help you. Do you not know God wants everybody to be saved? And he'll do anything for anybody, not only his people. Because the book say he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Am I right? Jesus was willing and able to deliver these two men from demonic spirit. By doing so, he not only brought peace to the men who were formerly possessed, but brought peace to those around them. Because you know yourself, when somebody crazy and they're around you right there, they're gonna make you kind of like wiry. Because you scared, right, Miss Carol? So God fixed the whole situation. Don't you know God solves all of our problems? All our problems. Jesus was willing. The monetary value of the pig that perished was probably appreciative. This may help explain the people's request that Jesus leave their region. The presence of pigs suggests that community where the demonic lived was a Gentile one and unfamiliar with Jesus' teaching. Jesus is able to bring peace to the heart and mind of anyone who truly trusts in his authority. Jesus is saying in this lesson, never doubt God. Always believe in what he can, in his power and what he can do. Kim, never doubt it. I know we're human. I know we when the situation is so bad, we think it just ain't no puzzle could be solved. But I'm telling us in this lesson, if I don't say nothing else, Jesus can do anything but fail. And if we, especially since we got him in our life, we can deal with him. He would help us, Miss Carol. All right, read the rest of it.
And they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told the people everything that would fall into the possess of the devil. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast.
David, now help me on this thing. Why do we think that the people went to meet Jesus? They saw what he did, but they wanted him out of the city. Why were people scared of him, though, David? Were they worried about his power?
I'm not sure.
They say they don't have no sure why they wanted him out. Anybody know why did the people want him out of that city? Miss Carol, you know?
I want to say that they, even though they saw what was done, they were still doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of being astonished and amazed.
And happy, yeah, yeah.
But they still doubt it.
Uh-huh. It don't make sense to me. All right, but you're right. They saw a miracle. They was astonished, like the lesson said, of the authority and the power that he had. But after he did what he did and freed them from and made peace in that area, I want him out. Now, what you said, Lundy?
I didn't have a chance to really study this lesson.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, so here's what I learned about these, especially when almost for no reason other than they saw incredible power from this stranger.
Uh-huh.
And why in Jewish culture they don't like strangers.
All right. And he was a Jew. And they were Gentiles. Am I right?
Well,
and he was in the straight. And all right.
Well, in 5, 6, and 7, there are Gentiles there.
Uh-huh.
But when he's referring to the law, then he's now talking to the Jews because they'll understand the law.
They understand the law, yeah,
the
yeah.
First 5 books of the
law. Yeah.
Okay. Then, I'm not sure who he was talking to. That's why I'm not sure.
No. It ain't no answer. It's a rhetorical. No. I didn't mean to go because in the commentary it says that they don't know the reason they left. I just brought. What did you say, Kim?
My commentary.
Huh? Power. But his power with Kim was good.
Correct.
I mean, it was helping people. I mean, why are we fearful of something that is good?
Well, what happens is
we can't stand it or what?
In Kim's commentary says it's because of the power. And it's in other cases, the reason this is how you conquered another nation. What you did is you sent spies in.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what's really good, and you also find out what the weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back out. Then you
bring a report.
Good, and then you go back in. And
yeah.
So throughout Jewish history, all the various people that have been conquered over the years, I mean, we even know that even the children of Israel did it. They remember Caleb and, okay, they were sent in as spies. And so, they were always just conscious of other people. This is what I'm saying. And so Jesus comes in. Not only is he a stranger, but he's a stranger with power.
All right. All right.
The commentary did too is that the other issue is because they lost all those pigs.
Amen.
So their concern was not so much
about
delivered from the evil, but
losing that property they gave. That's a good thing. We read about many storms as we studied this Bible. The people caught in these disturbances witnessed fear all around them. In today's lesson, Jesus was with his disciples during the storm. He calmed the storm and calmed the men around the boat. Modern Christians can be a common influence on others by helping them when disaster strikes this area. That's what I said a while ago. We ought to be more mature enough that we have had problems in our life, that when problems come in other people's life that are weaker than us, that are not, don't have it going on for their faith and concern, we ought to be there not to criticize them, but try to help them to try to say, baby, it's going to be all right. What's wrong with that? A child is going to be all right instead of us gossiping It's going to be all right because God wants us to be mature enough to have faith in him to know that he can do anything but fail. And he can calm the sea. And a lot of things, it might not be no boat, but a lot of problems that we have in our life are seas. Are problems. And we know that when God showed those disciples, all he had to do, Miss Carol, was speak. And just like I said about Lazarus. When Lazarus came, when the sister and them came and said, Lord, doubt, that's what we have. Why weren't you here? If you had have been here, my brother wouldn't die. Jesus, 06, didn't say nothing. He walked past them and went to the grave. Am I right about it? And then he told Lazarus to get up. I really believe that God allows certain things to happen to show the whole world that I do the impossibility. I think that's what we need to deal in this lesson, though, David. I can do anything. And the thing that you doubt in, which we do, that's when I show up. I really believe that. Because God wants strong Christian, Colin. He wants people that really, really not sing about it, not shout about it, not fake about it, but live about it. Amen. God wants strong Christian deacon. Yeah. Man, we got too many soft Christian. We got too many weak Christian. And I think we, some of us, discuss God. We discuss him in the way of our thinking. We say our situation is so bad, so acute, that, man, I ain't got no help, but I got some help. I'm learning as I get older, but I mean, is old, that, you know, and you don't get too many older than I am, but anyway, get old, that God can take care of me. I don't have to worry about nothing, Colin. He got my bag. Ain't that right, Miss Colin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Told them men, look here, why are you fretting? Told them men, why are y'all so with wrinkles up in front? That means a lot of people are ugly right now. They got too many wrinkles up in front, and they worry about stuff too much. God wants strong Christians. He wants people that have faith. When you have faith, 06, that's when God starts showing out. When God sees that your faith has increased, he starts smiling. And whatever your problem is that you have right at that time, I promise you, he'll take care of it. I promise you, he'll take care of it. I know he have in my life. All right, anybody want to say anything? But I'm about to do it. I don't know if I did it. Anybody want to say anything? Well, I'm going to go because I got scared today. But anyway, God is depending on our faith. The subject of this lesson is astonished authority. And astonishing means amazing authority. Authority means in control. Am I right or wrong? So we know right now that Jesus is in control. God is control of our lives. And we should put him first and don't worry about a thing because he got our way. Am I right though, Colin? Yeah. All right, I'm gonna see y'all later. I got to go.